I have this gut feeling, confirmed by my experiences and my own growth, which tells me that the way most people today think of a human being and experience their humanity is so far from the full depth and breadth of the experience that being human can be. And I don't say this to suggest that we all need to do self-development and we all need to grow and adopt a constantly evolving mindset and work on ourselves. I think it's all there already for the feeling, but I think we've become estranged from feeling. I think society today acts as if there is no God, acts as if faith is a poor substitute for scientism, while at the same time placing its faith in scientism and acting as though technology is God. God is just a placeholder. It's just a word we use to mark that which we worship. To worship something is to give it your time and energy and to invest your life force in its sustenance. So regardless of whether you consider yourself to be someone of faith or not, functionally speaking, you do have a God. And it's maybe not your responsibility, but it's definitely an option for you to explore what it is that you place most importance on in your life. To explore what it is that you treat as God, even if you won't outwardly say that you worship it. So what I'm getting at here is that there's a certain contradiction about the modern human. There is a certain confusion, an estrangement from self, perhaps too much trust in the intellect and in the analytical mind and in academia and in facts and in content, and perhaps not enough trust in the body, which connects the dots, and the subjective experience which gives meaning and context to the content. So my call to action for you is to be brave, because in the beginning it does take bravery, and return to your body. It sounds absurd to say, but you've been living in thoughts, you've been living in beliefs, you've been living in stories about what and who you are. And when you release these thoughts, beliefs, and stories, you will experience yourself directly as something much more colorful, much more powerful, much more peaceful and spacious. But to have this experience, you have to allow yourself to unwind. You have to allow yourself to be still, to be still in yourself, to stop this game of trying to escape. Stop this game of trying to take steps to fix what you haven't been still enough to feel, never mind understand. So my invitation to you is to unlearn this boxed in, disproportionate learning style that you've found yourself tangled in, where you're all focused and furrowed in your brow and you're trying to cram things through your head and you're trying to remember everything and make sure you don't make mistakes. It's this grotesque way of being a human being where you cut yourself off from your body. I want you to come back to the whole way of being, where you play, where you act, where you move, where you make mistakes and laugh and connect over those mistakes, where you bond over your messiness and you don't get gold stars for looking perfect, you get gold stars for making the best of what is imperfect. The only perfection you'll ever find in this life is right where you are, through love. Love is the fertilizer from which life grows. You can't leave the garden bed behind and expect to flourish. Come back to your body, come back to your feelings, come back to your sensations. Don't bother to describe them. Fuck the categories. Experience it directly. Remove the middlemen. This is your birthright, to be the being you already are. To the extent that you can do that, life will become a lot clearer. But if you keep chasing and striving and thinking that you'll arrive somehow, while simultaneously abandoning your body, you'll lose yourself in the promises of the new. You'll lose yourself in your potential and you'll become nothing because you'll always be waiting and rushing for the next thing. You'll be validated externally for doing the right things, going through the motions and fitting in. But this validation doesn't come anything close to the feeling of being your own human while you are here. Being seen as a particular thing by people whose glasses aren't on straight doesn't mean a lot. Meanwhile, you can observe yourself and you can make a private choice as to how you wish to experience yourself and life. If you're not sure how to do this, if it sounds abstract, if it sounds a little bit too poetic, let me assure you it's the most basic, simple, effortless thing. There is no path and there are no steps. There is nothing to do. There is nowhere to go. There is nothing to achieve. The process I'm speaking of is not a process. It doesn't begin later and it doesn't ramp up into something. Be with yourself. Be where you are. And see if you can do that without adding. with less effort by recognizing what is already happening within and through and outside of you with no effort whatsoever. Feel into your tissues and then forget the label tissues. Embrace sensation and then forget what sensation is. Smell, listen, taste, touch, see. And then forget the five senses. Go nowhere, do nothing. This isn't a new, trendy skill. This isn't something you need to learn. It's not something I can teach you. You're either there or you're not. This is the way of being which defies time, defies space, defies all boundaries, all stories. There's no self-reflection here. There's no analysis. There's no getting. There's no achieving. There's no losing. My words are wasted, but maybe through the sounds I make with my body, you will sense the essence of what it is I'm hoping to transmit to you. Anything you think you can receive through force pales in comparison to what you already have when you surrender to yourself. Happy homecoming.